From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. One of the U.S. Senate's most conservative members from one of the nation's reddest states is in trouble. To those in Washington, Senator Bob Bennett's conservative credentials are airtight. But Utah's Republican delegates are ready to topple the 18-year incumbent at tomorrow's state party convention. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
There's a lot to say about Senator Bob Bennett's conservative bona fides. He has the endorsement of the National Rifle Association, which gives him an A grade. He ranks as one of the American Conservative Union's Senate standouts. The last time he ran for re-election, Utah voters gave him 69% of the vote. And for good measure, he voted no on the health care legislation, the auto bailout, and the stimulus package. On this day, before a crowd of Utah delegates who will determine his fate, Bennett shares his surprise that it has come to this.
I will make this comment: when my colleagues in Washington hear that I'm being attacked as not being conservative enough, they are dumbfounded with that attack. They say, if you are not conservative, we don't know who possibly could be.
A man in the audience mutters, yeah, that's in Washington. Here in Utah, Republicans are restless. And they're not just restless. They're angry, disillusioned, uncertain, and fearful about the nation's future. But their anger isn't focused on Democrats. It's anti-Washington. And that includes Republicans like Bennett.
It's an anti-establishment uprising. It's a frustration with things as they are.
Kelly Patterson is the director of Brigham Young University's Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy.
And so most individuals who are associated with that Washington establishment are going to have a hard time convincing these delegates that they are the right people to lead the nation in the future.
Bennett is facing six Republican rivals at the state convention. In Utah's unique nominating system, if he doesn't get 40% of the delegate vote, he won't even be able to qualify for the June primary. He'd be toast. A poll out this week shows him with just 16% in fourth place. Why? Well, one reason is that in 2008, he voted for the first bank bailout bill, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. Another is the complaint that he is too eager to compromise with Democrats.
Oh, man, the TARP really disturbed me.
Delegate Ron Johnson.
Simply because the government shouldn't be involved in private business in any way, shape, or form. In my opinion, being from a conservative state, we should have shown an example of what should have been done, and Bob Bennett did not do that.
I do not know a single economist, liberal or conservative, that feels that TARP was not necessary.
Bennett tells his skeptical audience during a debate that Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and all the Utah business leaders he consulted supported TARP. But Bennett's also been tagged as an earmarker, another flashpoint for conservatives. The anti-tax, anti-spending Club for Growth is trying to defeat him. And he's been the target of barbs from Fox News host Glenn Beck.
That's a tasty one right
Bob
there.
Bob Bennett.
He's got to go. It's time to go home,
time
Bob.
To go.
Bye-bye.
Time to go.
Bennett's strategy in the final week has been to show that it's not time to go home, that his seniority and influence can make a difference for Utahns.
All right. I'm the guy that you need in that combination.
He argues to a group of delegates that the harsh reality that awaits newcomer like attorney Mike Lee, currently the race's frontrunner, is this.
Number one, you're either going to be totally ineffective, or number two, you're going to have to change your position on everything you're talking about. Now, which will it be?
For Bennett, part of the frustration is he's not in trouble with rank-and-file voters. Polls show he could easily win another term if the nomination was decided in a primary. Tomorrow, it's the roomful of angry delegates that he has to win over. But whether or not Bennett survives, the seat is likely to stay in Republican hands. Utah hasn't elected a Democrat to the Senate since 1970. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.